Well, today we are visiting with the new head man at the Southwest Iowa Research Farms, the Armstrong Research Farm near Lewis, the Neely Kenyon Research Farm near Greenfield. The new superintendent is Dallas Maxwell, and he joins us this morning. Dallas, how are you?
I'm very good today. How about you, Jim?
Well, I'm fine, thank you. Pretty excited about the new opportunity?
Yes, I am. You know, it's quite a challenge, and I'm looking forward to it. So,
and all this is a new position for you, although this is a new spot for you. You're not completely unfamiliar with the research that's done at these farms.
No. I've actually worked here at the Armstrong Research Farm almost 19 years now. So I've been around for a little while anyway.
Yeah, not hardly unfamiliar with what happens there. Let's talk a little bit about you first. Is getting into agriculture in some way, was that something you always thought you would do?
Oh, yes. You know, I grew up, I'm a Southwest Iowa boy. I grew up down by Nottoway, Iowa. Graduated from Villisca High School, was raised on a livestock and crop farm all through my childhood and stuff, and always kind of knew that I wanted to get involved in some way or another with agriculture, so this has been a great deal. So,
well, and you've had a chance, I assume, to work with a lot of good people in agriculture, Bernie Havlovich being one of them.
Correct. You know, he's got big shoes to fill, and we're going to try our best here to, keep things going. And, agriculture is changing so much. There's always new products, new technology and everything, and it's important for us to keep up on that and go with the flow. So.
Yeah, isn't it amazing how much agriculture has changed just in the time that, for example, say the Armstrong Research Farm opened?
Oh, correct. You know, the Armstrong Farm, which is owned by the Wallace Foundation for Rural Development, you know, we just celebrated the 25th anniversary last year. There was some very progressive individuals that started the Wallace Foundation. They're, private businessmen, agribusinessmen. Individuals. Some of them are still very active in it, and we're keep trying to recruit new and younger and more and people just as aggressive as they are. So,
yeah, it's a tough industry to be in. It's a lot of fun for those folks who really get into it and enjoy it, but it can be very aggravating with some of the changes and things that happen that you really can't control sometimes.
That's exactly right. That's right.
Well, and that's part of what research farms are all about, is taking some of those risks and trying to take some of those chances that you really can't afford to on a commercial farm for
exactly. Obviously
the chance of loss.
And that's what makes, I feel like, this farm, there's some of our best research has come from, individuals or a group of individuals that have gotten together. There's been some really good research done just from that information. So,
what are the differences, really, between the Armstrong and the Neely Kenyon Research Farm? You try not to duplicate things, I assume?
Correct. You know, we've got a few, we're doing a little few different trials over at the Neely Kenyon. It's been kind of known as an organic cropping system over at the Neely Kenyon Farm. We've got a couple trials that we're actually setting up over there this year for some cover crops, and another research project that is just starting to get underway that we've also got on this farm. But it's amazing just how different the ground is, even the environment, even this year, particularly that it's different over there than what it is here. So, they've had quite a bit less rainfall over there this year than what we've had at this farm. So.
Boy, it's been kind of an all-or-nothing summer so far for rain, isn't it?
Exactly right. But we've been real fortunate. I don't think I've ever seen the crops look any better. I think everything looks really good right around in this area here at the Armstrong Farm anyway. So.
Well, I know Bernie used to tell me quite frequently that some of the best research they've done are for things that didn't work. Do you agree?
I agree. That's probably as important to prove that something doesn't work that it does that, something does work. So And one thing that we are doing different that has started, you know, started about 5 or 6 years ago, we're actually have an individual here that works on the farm. His name is Jim Rogers, that goes out on local producers' farms themselves, sets up little plot areas and does research trials on their actual farms themselves, and then goes around and observes and collects data on that. And we're doing that all across the state and comparing notes on, and they're basically doing a lot of the same trials all across the state. So they're actually comparing everything at the end and can make a pretty good conclusion of what's going on with either products or fertility or just whatever happens to be.
Sure. Trying to do more outreach programs?
Yes, very much so. We work real close with the extension people. We've got area extension people here at the office. We have a crops specialist, Aaron Swegling. We have Sean Schaus, who is an ag engineer. We have Chris Clark, who is a beef specialist. And so we work real close with them and want to get the word out. This is science-based research that we do. Everything's analyzed pretty carefully, and we're pretty proud of what we do here. So.
Well, and you mentioned some of the names of some of the specialists from Iowa State University Extension and Outreach that are housed there at the Wallace location, but or at the Armstrong location. But and you mentioned Jim Rogers, too. It's more than just you and Jim as part of the staff there, right?
Oh, yes. I have an excellent staff below me. I shouldn't say below me. I should say with me. They are training me and helping me through this new position very much so. We have Dan Shaben, who is our crop specialist here at the Armstrong Farm, primarily, you know, involved with all of the plots. In fact, today he was figuring up with all the plots that we have on this 400-acre farm. There are actually 2,700 different plots that we have on this farm here this year. Also, we have Randy Breach, who is a longtime Atlantic person. He takes care of the Neely Kenyon farm, a lot of it. We go over and help over there at Greenfield with him when he needs help. And he's also in charge of our horticulture and garden area here on the farm. So I have an excellent staff underneath me. Jim Rogers not only works with the on-farm projects, but is also here helping maintain machinery and equipment and has a lot of knowledge and knows a lot of people. If we have questions, we kind of go for him for support. So,
I suppose when the idea of having these research farms located here locally in southwest Iowa was first brought up, nobody really knew for sure what the response was going to be. Has it surprised you at all the kind of interaction that you get with local producers?
Very much so. And I guess my opinion is that I would really like to get the word out to more people. I wish more people knew about the farm and knew what we were actually doing here. And that's going to be one of my goals, is to try to get the word out. We also want to get youth involved out here, maybe a little bit more than what we have in the past. So just getting that word out to people. And we're pretty open when we do a research project. You know, we're pretty open-minded and are always interested in something. And if we can get somebody from up on campus involved in a situation or a trial, we'll go with it and see what happens. You know, we'll work with anybody. So,
are there any particular projects at the two research farms that you're watching real closely this year that you're proud of?
Well, I guess nothing in real particular. The one project that we've got at both farms, we actually started here a couple years ago. They're calling it the Strips Project, where they go in, instead of doing terraces on some of this hill ground that we farm around here, they're going in with prairie strips going through there to help with the runoff and containment of the water and stuff. We started that here at the Armstrong Farm a couple years ago, and we just got one started over at the Neely Kenyon Farm. And it's been very interesting to see how those prairie grasses are developing and have really come about really good here at this farm just in a couple years. So it has been actually kind of a surprise, I guess, to everybody. And everybody says they've got some of these projects other areas of the state, and they think ours looks the best of all of them. So we're pretty proud of that.
Very good. Some stuff, fun stuff to watch, and I'm sure we'll get some feedback on all those projects here. So not too far down the road.
Right.
Very good. Yep. Well, Dallas, thank you so much for your time here today. And again, congratulations as being named the superintendent for the Armstrong and Neely Kenyon Research Farm. Sounds like you're having a lot of fun.
Yes, it's very challenging, and I'm looking forward to it. And you know, there's always going to be times when, and I've got a great support staff, not only here, but also up on campus. So if there's ever any problems, I've got people to help back me up or call to find out what we need to do. So we're going to keep going.